Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 23, the Reverend Craig Mueller's preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for today is from Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. Not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, those of you who know me, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I can say the laws of nature that everything is in a state of decline. Everything created begins to age and decay. It's an observable fact of life. I think anyone who drove here, either from Illinois or even in Missouri, encountered road construction or places that should be under construction. These roads are not just getting old. According to our text, they are showing us God's law. Law declares that the wages of sin is corruption and death. Things are going to fall apart. Maintenance is required. Things don't stay in good condition by themselves. But it takes work to preserve them for as long as they can be preserved. This is what our text means when it says that creation was subjected to futility, and that creation is subjected to the bondage of corruption. That's what it means when it says that all of creation groans. All of creation is preaching to you. It's why we constantly have road construction. It's why appliances stop working and you've got that dripping water in your basement. All of this goes back to creation subjected to futility. Instead of maintaining what it was to be, it's falling apart. And it's not just stuff on the outside, but it's inside of you too. You are part of creation, and it's not easy to stay healthy and energetic. The stuff you can't control is difficult enough, like eating the right foods, making sure you get plenty of exercise, avoiding too much sun and toxic substances. The aches and pains build up no matter how careful you are because you're wearing out. You can't outrun or physically train your way out of death. There's also all that stuff that is beyond your control. Cancers, mental failures, various viruses and infections that come along and find you because you are part of creation. You're subject to corruption. You work hard to keep and maintain your body and health, but in the end, it's futile. Why is it like this? Well, as you know, it goes back to Adam and Eve, created to be perfect and holy in the presence of God, God the creator and preserver. Adam and Eve chose to give in to the devil's temptations. They turned from God, who creates and preserves, to sin, which only corrupts and takes. Their sin did not just have consequences for them. Their sin extended to all generations, and now all creation groans because it has been subject to futility. Bad things don't just happen. They happen because of original sin, the same original sin that dwells within you and me. Our text declares that all of creation is under this burden because God subjected all creation to it. Remember what the Lord declared to Adam after sin came into the world. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you will eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. In other words, creation is subject to futility and corruption because of rebellion against God. It's because of sin that creation groans and corrupts. It's because of sin that God subjected his creation to this punishment. The Lord daily preaches his law to you that sins brings futility, corruption, and death. No matter how hard you work at maintaining yourself, you're going to die, physically and without a redeemer, eternally. This daily preaching of the law isn't particularly welcome, but it's necessary. How often do you consider yourself a generally good person rather than a poor, miserable sinner who deserves only God's wrath? How often, when things go wrong, do you find yourself claiming that you don't deserve to be treated so badly, when the truth is that you have earned nothing from God at all? So creation groans, and you groan too. This futility and corruption are heavy burdens that are truly killing you. It is groaning in the pains of childbirth. That takes us back to Genesis again. For as God cursed the ground for Adam's sin, he also cursed childbirth with the pains of labor. The most joyous moment, the arrival of new life into the world, would now be accomplished by pain and cries and groans. But those cries and groans would be followed by new life. And that is why creation groans, for it awaits the revealing of new life, a new life for you. Creation eagerly longs for you to be revealed as the children of God. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, became flesh. He was the Messiah God promised immediately after dishing out the punishment in Genesis 3. Jesus came to redeem sinners and restore his creation. He came to reverse the curse of sin. He did so by living a perfect life, free from sin and futility and corruption. He submitted to death on the cross to redeem you from eternal death. He was forsaken on the cross for you, your sin, so that you will not be forsaken. Laid in the grave, he did not see corruption or decay. He has risen from the dead. He lives and reigns to deliver you, to raise you from the dead to a new heaven and earth that is free from sin and corruption and death forever. Every suffering, big and little, in this world is to say, this world is dying, and so are you. So don't put your trust in this world or in yourself. Confess your sins and cling to Christ, who has died to deliver you to eternal life. Our text declares, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope, we are saved. Dear friends, that's you in Christ. The price has been paid for your adoption already. It was paid with Jesus' own blood on the cross, and so you know the payment was sufficient to redeem you from your sin. By water and the word, the Lord has written your name in his book of life. You belong to him. And all that is left for you to do is to endure this creation with hope, hope that is certain, though unseen. The Lord will raise you up for eternal life, free from sin and disease and death. Your groans are not groaning only of, when will this end? But as a Christian, they are tempered with, I can hardly wait, with hope and joyful expectation. Waiting is difficult because the groaning of creation is powerful and painful. For the sake of Jesus, God has sent his Holy Spirit to you. By his means of his word and sacraments, the Spirit continues to put forgiveness and faith and salvation into you. So though you groan in hope. Our text began with these words. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. My friends, no matter how terrible the wages of sin you encounter in this life are, the glory of heaven is that much better. You simply cannot imagine how great and wonderful are the blessings of heaven and eternal life that await. But they are yours, dear friends. They are yours because Christ has died to make you his. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.